Okay, we continue in Shaar Ava in the Archas Tzaddikim, and we transition from talking about various types of love that are inappropriate and bad uses of Ava to transition to discuss positive uses, meaning just like any midah, there is a positive use and a negative use. We discussed the negative. Now we're in the middle of the positive, and we talked yesterday how to positively show love to relatives and friends. He says like this. He says, "V'yeish tayalis gedoyla." There is a great benefit. The mishen noyeg bechiba uvereyas in bnei adam to somebody who shows love to other people. Tayalis so achas boylam hazeh. There is a benefit in this world. V'tayalis hashnina hashnia loylam haba. And there is a benefit in the world to come. What's tayalis loylam hazeh? He mishen misnag ba'avam kol adam. If someone conducts himself with love with all people, yazru hakol. So people will want to help you. You're in need. Someone sees you're in need. You have a love for that person, and they feel it, and they recognize it. They're going to do whatever they can to help you. Im yipol, if you fall, you're bo'ayis rav v'samchav. They're going to help you stand back up. Im yamayd adam negdai l'rivimai, if someone's starting up with you, rabim yamdu etzla li'atzai, people are going to come to your aid. Latzilai, to save you. Im yidabro l'avra, if somebody and start speaking negatively behind your back, so people are going to tell him, stop, we don't like what you're saying about him. And if you go through some tzara, so first of all, people will help you, but also people will feel your pain, which is sometimes one of the most difficult aspects of going through a tzara, which we've all gone through tzara. Is one of the I guess one of the most depressing aspects of a tzara is the feeling that you're all alone. The feeling that, again, speaking from my own personal experience when Chesky was in the hospital, so most people have a baby, and then within 2 days, they're discharged and they're home, and they don't even appreciate what could possibly go wrong. And I'm in the NICU with my son for 6 months. So you feel like you're all alone in a sense. And I remember the Bustin Rebbe told me, he said, you have to tell yourself over and over again that Hashem says, Imay Anochi B'tzara, that even though everyone else sort of parachutes into your tzara, sits with you for a few minutes and then parachutes out, because that's how we are. We can't sit with, we'll all be depressed if we sat with tzaras all day long. But the person who's stuck with it, Hashem is there with you at all times. He's not parachuting in, he's staying with you. And so that's the idea over here, is that it's going to bother people. If you're oihev to others, then it's going to bother them, because just like they don't want to see it happen to themselves or their children, they don't want to see it happen to you either. Let's say you're in a tough situation financially. People are going to help you out with gifts. With gifts, meaning people are going to support you. Now, Tayales Oilam Abba. There's also a benefit in the next world. That because you're beloved by all, so his words will be listened to. So you'll be in a great position because you love people and they know it. So you'll be able to give mussar without them getting offended. And you'll actually be able to help people do better. You'll always be at peace with people. People won't be starting up with you. People won't be, others will have your back if anyone tries to negatively interfere with you, and that will allow you to do Torah mitzvahs. It says, in addition, they're going to help you. They're going to help you do your work. They're going to defend you. So, like, you need to spend, let's just say, you need to run an errand. You're going to have people volunteering to run the errand for you. Now, what does that mean? You have more time for Avodas Hashem. Because of the love, you'll be find favor in the eyes of anyone who sees you. Your actions will be acceptable by people, and everyone will want to emulate you. So you become a very influential person when you show love to others. Let's do a little bit more. So he says, how is it that you come to this love of other people? I'm going to educate you and show you. The path is to give as much as you can. What does that mean to give as much as you can? Sounds like it's a financial commitment. He says, no. He says it means to give of yourself, that you help out others. It doesn't matter whether they're a very important person, a VIP, or they're a very low person. And you extend effort on their behalf. So that's one aspect, is giving of yourself, your time, your effort. And secondly, helping out financially, that you help out a wealthy person, a upper middle class person when they're struggling, middle class person, but even someone who is in poverty and may not be able to pay you back right away, you don't stop from helping them out as well. You send gifts to the ani when you can, at intervals. You're showing. You're giving presents, bestowing gifts, not only on the aniyim, but also the ashirim. Why is that so important? Because that shows them that you're thinking of them. And that shows a certain, what's the word? A certain feeling of, basically a feeling of ahava towards them, that there's a relationship there. And so that's going to develop the love. That's going to develop the love. And don't be so stingy with what you have, but be very open-handed, willing to lend out. Let's say you have an issue with someone, then meaning you have a business dealing with them. So everything should be done honestly. And don't be someone who's like very nitpicky on things. Always try to bring about that your friend profits from you, and don't try to profit from your friend. And you should speak nicely to others. Now we understand that if you have two partners in a business, and each one is not trying to get every last dollar from the other one, so it makes a very nice shutfus, a very nice partnership, because you're going to come out somewhere in the middle, but no one's going to have a gripe against the other guy. Oh, you got a little bit more than me, or you got this chelik of land and I wanted it. So it makes for a much more happier and peaceful partnership. And he continues here, speak nicely and be yeshu. And if someone knocks you, if someone embarrasses you, don't embarrass him back. Vim hit ahu. And if he misleads you, al yateo, don't mislead him back. Yisbal, bear the burdens of others on your shoulders, but don't impose your burdens on them. Don't fight with anyone. Always greet everybody with a smile, because by showing love, you're strengthening the bond of love. When you walk into shul in the morning and you look grumpy, so you make the people around you grumpy, whether or not you intend to do it. Because you're feeling down, and now you're not expressing that love, that feeling of friendship, and so it's gonna have an impact on people around you. You should deal with your friend in a good way, and you should console them when someone is suffering or in a state of sorrow. And gila lo yadam soid, if someone tells you a secret, al yigaleo, don't reveal it. Af im yach iseo, even if he angers you. Don't speak ill of anyone. And don't listen when other people speak bad about someone else. Because that also, if you are the type of person, I don't want to hear bad, not about me, not about you, and I don't want to hear it about anyone else, even if it's not relevant. People will come to respect you. Oh, that's a guy that is not judgmental. That's not a guy that I need to stay away from. Always try to find a schus whenever possible. And more than this, be careful. Meaning go even beyond. And then you'll be beloved by all. Just to end off, you have to honor everyone, both in your words and your actions. And don't hold yourself out superior to others. However, humble yourself in front of other people. Do everything. And you have to be very careful not to associate yourselves with people who don't act properly. So you don't learn from them and distance yourself from a moish of leitzim, which is very important, again, because The actions of others have an impact, whether we notice it or not. And if you're with people that aren't acting appropriately, it's going to have a hashpah on you, and you're also going to come to act inappropriately. Okay, with that, we'll stop here.